Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. The Nagaland government has proposed the formation of a committee to examine the grievances of the RMSA's 2016 batch teachers in detail. The committee will include representatives from the School Education Department, Samagra Shiksha, Finance Department, Justice and Law, All Nagaland School Teachers Association, ANSTA, and the RMSA 2016 batch. The proposal was made by Principal Secretary to Chief Minister and Home Commissioner Nagaland Abhijit Sinha during a high-level meeting held with officials from the School Education Department, Samagra Shiksha, Law and Justice Department, and representatives of the RMSA 2016 batch. Mr. Sinha outlined the government's position, citing legal constraints due to a pending review petition in the Supreme Court regarding the implementation of scale pay. While acknowledging the contributions of the RMSA teachers, he also emphasized the negative impact of the ongoing agitation on students. Officials assured that the teachers' memorandum would be carefully reviewed and submitted to the Chief Minister for consideration. They appealed to the teachers to call off their protests and resume duties in the interest of students to prevent further loss of learning. The Nagaland Police has reaffirmed its commitment to ensuring the safety and security of all citizens, warning against illegal extortion and money collection at check gates and roadside locations across the state. In a press release, the police stated that certain groups, individuals and agencies have been found involved in such unlawful activities which disrupt legitimate commerce and cause public harassment. The police stated that these actions are strictly prohibited under the law and erode public trust. To tackle the issue, a dedicated 24/7 control room has been activated to receive complaints related to illegal collections. Citizens are urged to report any such incidents by calling 879-888-1978 or WhatsApp in 879-888-1979 and email at pcrillegalcollection@gmail.com. Emergency complaints can also be made through Helpline 112. The police assured that all complaints will be handled with strict confidentiality and called for public cooperation in curbing this menace. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has strengthened women empowerment across the country.
Over the last 11 years, the Government of India has adopted a comprehensive, life-cycle-based policy framework to empower women across social, economic, political, and legal domains. Nari Shakti is now a national mission, empowering every woman, urban or rural, young or elderly, to live with dignity, safety, and self-reliance. Launching the Bima Sakhi scheme in Haryana in December last year, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had said,
"Lambe samay tak hamare desh mein aise anek kaam the jo mahila के लिए वर्जित भाजपा की हमारी सरकार ने बेटियों के सामने से हर बाधा को हटाने की ठानी। आज आप देखिए सेना के अग्रिम मोर्चों में बेटियों की तैनाती हो रही है। खेल का मैदान हो या पढ़ाई का, बेटियां हर क्षेत्र में बहुत आगे चल रही
है। The Beti Bachao Beti Padhao scheme has yielded the desired result as the sex ratio at birth at national level has improved from 918 in 2014-15 to 930 in 2023-24. The Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana SSY, launched in January 2015, stands as a ray of hope and empowerment for millions of young girls across India. The government is also implementing Lakhpati Didi initiative, that is to empower and enable self-help groups or SHG women to earn a minimum income of 1 lakh rupees per annum on a sustainable basis. Thus, from grassroots governance to defense forces and aviation, women are now leading across sectors, driving inclusive and sustainable national growth.
Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has issued a revised advisory in view of the revised GST rates, which will be effective from Monday. As per the advisory, manufacturers, packers and importers may voluntarily affix additional revised price stickers on unsold packages manufactured before 22nd September, provided that the original MRP printed on the package is not obscured, a report.
The ministry has clarified that the rules do not mandate such re-stickering and it is purely optional for companies who wish to declare revised prices. The advisory also permits use of all packaging materials or wrappers printed before the GST revision up to March 2026 or until such stock is exhausted. It added that companies can correct the MRP on such packaging by stamping, stickering or online printing at any suitable place on the package. In addition, the government has advised the manufacturers, packers and importers to take proactive steps to inform dealers, retailers and consumers about the revised GST rates. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And in a big relief for the common man, the GST Council has announced a major cut in tax rates on two-wheelers and small cars. Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has reduced the GST rates on two-wheelers from 28% to 18% up to 350cc. The reduction in GST will bring relief to lower middle-class families, young professionals and gig workers who depend on affordable transport for their livelihood and daily needs. Meanwhile, the GST on small cars has also been slashed down to 18%, which was previously part of 28% slab. This move is expected to make cars more affordable for middle-class families, thereby boosting the auto sector. The new tax rates will come into effect from Monday. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.